The 2011 World Congress on Mathematical Modeling and Computer Simulation of Cardiovascular and Cardiopulmonary Dynamics is being held at the College of William & Mary.
This is the final event in a five-year, million-dollar NIH grant from the National Heart and Lung Blood Institute to fund the training of young investigators.
Dr. Taryn Whitten is an associate professor at the VCU Center for the Study of Biological Complexity. He organized the Congress and is its chair.
Money like this is well spent on the next generation of researchers at a time when the United States is not competing well against the world in terms of generating new researchers and new publications.
Each year, there were two workshops on related topics.
One year, it was how do you use a particular kind of mathematics to make models. Another year, it was about neural control.
The workshops ran 4 to 5 days.
And about 20 undergraduate students and about 5 to 10 senior faculty in the field to have a very, shall we say, intimate dialogue and for the students to be able to talk with these well-known researchers and to see the new ways of doing things and to expand their repertoire.
The value of the work, Dr. Whitten said, can't be overestimated.
Biological and biomedical systems are so complex that you can't make simple models of them. You can't write down simple equations. You really need the big supercomputers and the heavy-duty mathematics and all of the tools that come with those to try to get, you know, realistic simulations, hopefully getting to the point where basically I could put you in a scanner, scan you, and literally rebuild your heart in the computer. And then if I had to do some sort of chemical and surgical intervention, literally simulate it before I do it.
In life sciences and medicine, he added, advanced computing and mathematical modeling is a rapidly growing area.
It wouldn't be unrealistic to say, I could have a computer that simulates a heart in very real terms. I mean, you know, not oversimplified. And another computer, let's say, that simulates lungs, and another computer that controls blood flow, and hook them up and say, okay, you guys make heart, lung, and blood. That is theoretically possible. We're probably about one more generation of computing speed and memory away from doing something like that.
Unfortunately, Dr. Whitten noted, researchers are finding it more and more difficult to get funding. 1 in 100 are able to get grants, and he pointed out there's an unfortunate collision.
Senior people who have a track record of doing really good work are at a disadvantage because, on the one hand, while they do incredible work, there's also the need, if you will, to fund the young investigators who are trying to do good work and get started.
VCU is also collaborating with the Math Science Research Institute to offer a program on how to use cardiac modeling to teach mathematics in middle and high schools to make it more exciting for the students. John Ogle, WCVE News.